On Sunday, December 7, 1941, the Japanese Navy launched an aerial sneak attack on the American military at Pearl Harbor and across the island of Oahu. On that day, the Japanese killed 2,400 American servicemen and 57 civilians in an act of undeclared war. Sid Phillips.
December 7, 1941 was a Sunday afternoon, and I didn't have anything to do. I went by the Albright drugstore in my hometown of Mobile, Alabama, where my friend W. O. Brown was the soda jerk, soda fountain attendant. I was sitting at the counter talking to W. O., and there were about 20 people in the drugstore. This lady burst through the side door and said, "Turn on the radio." W. O. had a small radio when he turned it on. The news commentator didn't give any specific information other than we'd been attacked and the casualties were heavy. Evidently, he'd been instructed to give only that amount of information and nothing else. We switched from station to station, and they were all talking about the attack on Pearl Harbor. There was no music, nothing but news. We just sat there and listened, shocked. Everyone was puzzled, asking where Pearl Harbor was. I was the only one in the drugstore who knew it was in Hawaii and told everyone this. Pearl Harbor wasn't a household name then, but my uncle Joe Tucker had been stationed there, and my mother had received letters from him. After half an hour, I got on my bicycle and rode on out to my house on Monterey Place. Everyone had heard about it by then. The news had traveled through the neighborhoods. I went to enlist the day after Pearl Harbor. W. O. and I thought we'd be the early birds and get there before a crowd assembled. Our initial plan was to join the Navy. We got to the federal building about 8 in the morning, and boy, the line for the Navy recruiting office was at least 300 yards long. I had to work, and W. O. needed to go to school, so we walked to the head of the line to see what was going on. I was 17, but had graduated high school and landed a good job down at the U.S. Engineer's office in downtown Mobile. My job was to carry maps over to the federal building, about 2 city blocks away, where the maps were duplicated and made into blueprints. It paid $90 a month, which was far more than I ever made in the Marine Corps. When I joined, I made only $21 a month in the Marines. A Marine recruiter came up and started talking to me and W.O. "Do you boys want to kill Japs?" he said. "Yeah, that's the idea," we said. "But we're going to join the Navy." "Nah," he said. "You don't want to do that. You can't get into the Navy if your parents are married. And anyway, all you'll do in the Navy is swab decks. But I guarantee that if you join the Marine Corps, we'll put you eyeball to eyeball with the Japs." There wasn't any line at his office. So that's the big reason why we joined the Marines. Because the damn line for the Navy was too long. We were so stupid. We didn't know anything about the Marine Corps other than what was on the recruiter's posters. Years later, W.O. and I compared notes, and we figured that just about everything that Marine recruiter told us was a lie, except meeting the Japs eyeball to eyeball. What was our predominant motivation for enlisting? It was anger. Even more than duty, I'd say. The only information we had was that it was a sneak attack on Pearl Harbor. No warning at all. So the American people were really angry. It's something that almost can't be put into words. How infuriated we were as a country.
Jim Young.
On Monday morning, December 8, 1941, the day after Pearl Harbor was attacked, I was at work at the shoe factory in Mount Joy, Pennsylvania. I was 20 years old. I shut down my machine. The boss said, "What the hell are you doing?" And I said, "I'm sorry, but I'm leaving to join up." It was then that I heard other machines being shut down and guys saying, "We're going too." I hitchhiked to Philadelphia and arrived at 1 p.m. at the recruiting offices. The sidewalks were lined up for blocks with guys wanting to enlist. I had decided to go in the Navy. After waiting in line for hours, I finally got in the naval office, only to be turned down because some of my teeth needed to be filled. I had some cavities. When the war broke out, the military outfits had certain codes. You had to be in this and that shape. The war was so new, they hadn't had time to lower their standards.